The screen opens up, revealing static. The static transforms into the text HBO. Chul stares into the distance with wide blue eyes.
So where do you want to start?
Her gaze slides back into focus, then shifts to the side. She sits back and shrugs as the sunlight gleams in her eyes.
I don't know. Okay, why'd you run away?
Her jaw tenses. Multicolored lights pulse in her eye. Images pass in the reflection of Jules' iris as the lights change. Jules riding her bike, waiting at the motel, Cal's thumb in her mouth as he moves above her.
Baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't want to know me, says he made the
Jules lies in bed beside Rue. Rue smiles at her. The light shines behind them as she and Rue ride bikes together.
So I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love.
Smiling, Jules cuddles with Rue. Rue leans forward to kiss her. Jules gapes. Nate's sharp face glares.
I do my best to meet her demands, play it romance, we slow dance in the living.
Jules waits by the lake outside the carnival. A thick fog obscures the trees. Jules struggles. She kisses Rue.
The cheek. They say you're a little much for me.
The wings of Jules' Halloween costume flare out from her back as she falls into the pool. She cups Rue's face beneath the water.
So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm alive.
Her face shines as the lights pulse erratically from blue to red, then black.
I'm a little much for it.
The lights pulse dark blue. Rue and Jules smile toward the ceiling at the dance. Jules drinks.
The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore.
Jules and Rue sit on stone steps and together and kiss. They ride their bikes through the orange grove.
I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer.
She and Rue embrace and rest their foreheads together in a shroud of golden light. Jules blinks as the lights go dark.
On my own, they say.
Tears swim at the bottom of her eyes as another image of her own face appears upside down in a cast of blue.
You're a little much for me. So they pull
a title appears over black, a series of close lines tinged with blues and purples, Euphoria. The colors slowly dim and fade to black.
Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
Can we not talk about that?
Unshed tears glimmer in Jules' eyes.
Why?
Hesitating, she rolls her eyes up to the ceiling.
I don't know, because it was just like a dumb, not well thought out plan, and I was like, drunk and reacting to shit.
Reacting to what?
Jules' chest rises sharply with her inhale. Her mouth twists into a small smile.
Ryan, I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Jules' gaze shifts as she considers. She wipes at the corner of her eye. Her lips twitch to the side as she stares at the ceiling.
I think I want to go off my hormones.
Okay.
Jules avoids her gaze and looks down at the floor.
Have you been thinking a lot about detransitioning?
No.
Okay, then what is it?
I don't know, just been like thinking about what's next.
In what sense?
A wrinkle forms between her eyebrows.
I mean, I don't know, I guess it's interesting because like before I ran away, I had gone to the city to visit some old friends, and we were having this exact conversation. And basically, I feel like I've framed my entire womanhood around men. When, like, in reality, I'm no longer interested in men. Like, philosophically, like what men want.
Her brow furrows deeply.
Like, what men want is so boring and simple and not creative and, like, just, like, I look at myself and I'm like, how the fuck did I spend my entire life building this? Like my body and my personality and like my soul around what I think men desire.
She stares at the woman, then shakes her head.
Just like, it's embarrassing. I feel like a fraud.
Her nostrils flare, hands clasped, the woman gazes at her.
I feel like there's a lot to unpack within what you just said, okay? But the main thing I heard is how hard you are on yourself. The amount of self-criticism you're experiencing, it's a lot.
Jules bobs her head to the side.
Yeah. But I think it's necessary.
Are you sure?
Jules's gaze shifts as she smiles.
I hope so. Or else, and I'm really fucking crazy.
She eyes the woman who shakes her head.
You're not crazy, Jules. You're just a lot harder on yourself than you probably should be.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that's important.
Jules doesn't meet her gaze as she nods vaguely.
Yeah, but also, like, what I'm saying is true. Like, without the self-criticism, I'd be lost.
Or free. Both can be scary feelings.
Jules looks down, then peers up at the woman.
You really feel like your entire existence, physically, emotionally, is that reactive?
Jules's brows cinch together.
What do you mean?
That I'm not looking or talking to Jules. I'm looking at an avatar she created in reaction to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here, you know. But you're looking at, like, a million layers of other people that I've grabbed and clung to throughout my entire life. And that's, like, that's terrifying. I mean, that's why I think when I was talking to my friend about this, or...
Jules rubs her eyes.
I don't know. I guess this is, like, this is our first session. I don't want to get into all, like, the childhood bullshit, because it's a lot. It's exhausting. But when I was having this conversation with my friend, we were talking about how I feel like my entire life I've been trying to conquer femininity. And somewhere along the way, I feel like femininity conquered me.
Jules stares at the woman for a long moment, then drops her gaze. Her lips part slightly as she turns to look out the window.
What?
Her eyes widen and she snaps her mouth shut.
What?
What was that thought?
Well...
She glances up at the ceiling and shifts her position.
Like, most girls, when you first talk to them, they, like, automatically analyze and compare themselves to you. And then, you know, they search for where you fit in their hierarchy and... then they treat you accordingly.
What a hierarchy.
Like, how close you are to what they all collectively want to be, like in their heads.
She picks at her nails.
Right.
And you know, even if they've like mastered the art of hiding it with like smiles and nods and small talk, it's like, you can still catch them doing it. Like their eyes wandering over your face or you know, the quick takes up and down your body. Or, like, they watch how your clothes hang off your torso. Or, like, they look for what tags are on your clothes to see where you shop. Or they'll watch your hands to find, like, fucked up cuticles or chipped nail polish.
She looks down as she grins to herself.
Honestly, it would be a kind of sensual experience if it wasn't so fucking terrifying.
She fidgets and plays with her fingernails.
So they want to find flaws.
Yeah, most girls.
But not Rue.
Jules glances up at the blonde woman and smiles, then shakes her head gently.
Mm-hmm.
The woman tilts her head slightly to peer at Jules.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
A warm ray of light glows against Jules from the window, illuminating the curve of her cheek as her gaze grows distant. She smiles widely. Rue sleeps with a hand tucked below her head. Her dark lashes flutter as she stirs.
No girl had ever looked at me the way Rue did.
Rue's makeup-smudged eyes open slowly and focus on something in front of her as she blinks awake. Her cheeks lift as she curves her lips into a smile.
Hi. I feel like Rue was the first girl that didn't just look at me. Like, she actually saw me. I'm not to say that in like a cheesy way, because it sounds cheesy, right? Like,
honestly, it sounds like a relief.
Jules hesitates as she inhales, then nods.
Yeah. But I mean, like, when I say me, I mean the me that I was talking about earlier. Like, the me that's underneath a million layers of not me.
The light shines in her eyes as she smiles.
I can't imagine how that must have felt.
Yeah.
Jules drops her hand from her mouth.
Yeah, it felt good.
She smiles as she fiddles with her fingers, then sits back on the white couch comfortably. The therapist watches her from a chair across the room.
Kind of reminds me of how a mom would see you.
Keep going with that thought.
Well, just like how a mom sees you before you're anything and like loves you just for that. And all you have to do is just like sit there and exist.
Is that how your mom saw you?
Jules' face freezes as her eyes move quickly from side to side.
I don't know. I mean, like, the time we're talking about is before you can remember anything, so I don't know.
Is that how you imagine your mom saw you?
The therapist observes as Jules stares into the distance, her brows cinched together. Her chin quivers.
I hope so.
She nods. Jules pulls a bubble-wrapped portrait of herself as a child out of a cardboard box. She pushes off the wrap slowly with her thumbs as she smiles down at it. She holds the picture beside her face with a grin and turns to her dad, who leans down and presses a kiss to the top of her head.
I take that back. I don't want to talk about my mom.
Her dad rubs her head.
I promise you, I have no agenda. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I think I really want to go off my hormones.
She raises her eyebrows and looks down.
Okay.
Not like everything. Probably just my blockers. I have like this weird sci-fi chip implant in my arm.
Seprolin?
Yeah, and it like stops my voice from dropping. My balls from getting bigger, you know, the kind of shit that men wouldn't find desirable.
Her smile falters as she licks her lips and swallows. Her forehead creases.
I don't know. I've always thought of puberty as like a broadening or a deepening or like a thickening, which I think is like why I was always so scared of it, you know, because in my head, women were always like small and thin and delicate and, you know, so like the thought of puberty, like this irreversible forever fucking metamorphosis was just like fucking terrifying. And, you know, that like when it happened, I'd just like end up on the other side, like stuck, or even worse, just like a man, like through and through. And then femininity would always be this just like, it's like elusive, distant thing, you know, like unreachable. But then I think about beautiful things that are also broad and deep and thick. And I think of something like the ocean.
An image flashes of Jules lying with her arms outstretched on the beach while the tide comes in.
I think like, I want to be as beautiful as the ocean.
The water rushes towards her.
The ocean's strong as fuck and feminine as fuck. And like both are what makes the ocean the ocean.
Jules tilts her head to the side.
My grandmother used to live by the ocean.
She stands knee deep in the water.
And when we'd go visit, I'd go down to the beach.
The light fades into the deep orange of a sunset.
And I'd close my eyes. And I'd just swim and swim, and it didn't matter, like, where I was going or what could happen.
She wades through the tide.
Sometimes I pray to the ocean.
The water runs through her legs as she walks. The dying sun illuminates her profile darkly. The sky spreads deep blue as a golden moon burns, its reflection glittering in the ocean below.
At least for me, being trans is spiritual. You know, it's not religious. It's not like for some congregation. It's for me. It's mine. It belongs to me. And I don't ever want to stand still. Like, I want to be alive. I mean, that's what this has always been about, is like staying alive.
Jules lies in bed with her arms wrapped around a pillow, a bandage around her forearm. She watches Rue tie the belt of her pants on in the mirror. Rue glances over her shoulder and smiles.
The only problem is, I might have lost Rue along the way.
The therapist's brow furrows.
What do you mean?
Just that, like, I've called her a bunch of times, and, she hasn't picked up, and I think I really fucked up. But, like, I was panicking. Like, I was really panicking. Without, like, getting melodramatic.
She inhales deeply as her blue eyes widen and a wrinkle forms between her cinched brows. Her head shakes almost imperceptibly as she stares into the distance.
I've had a really hard 6 months.
Her eyes flicker up to meet the therapist's as she nods to herself.
Like, moving here? It's been really hard. And, like, I don't know, just kind of a bunch of shit all happened at once, and like, I just freaked out. Like, I panicked, and I felt like if I didn't get out, I was gonna fucking die.
How?
The corner of Jules's mouth twitches as she considers. She narrows her eyes, then looks upwards.
It's maybe like, a little hard for me to talk about right now.
Were you thinking about hurting yourself?
Jules looks up quickly and fixes her steady gaze on the therapist. Her chin dimples and tremors, and her eyes brighten. She glances toward the window.
I mean, there's a difference between thinking about hurting yourself and wanting to hurt yourself, but I think that gap was closing.
Her nostrils flare as she nods. Lips trembling, she shifts her gaze downwards and stares ahead with wide eyes. Her expression tenses as her forehead creases. Lips parted, she raises her eyebrows and shakes her head slightly.
So I ran. And I left someone like I really love behind.
Her eyes glitter with tears as she avoids the therapist's gaze. The sunlight from the window glows soft and bright against her cheek as her face crumples. She squeezes her eyes shut and covers them with her hands.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm crying.
Because it hurts.
She hides her face behind the drooping sleeves of her shirt.
Yeah.
Her slim fingers shake as she touches her eyes. Her shoulders draw forward. She rubs at her closed eyes.
Yeah. Like, at the same time, though, I'm, like, really angry at Rue. I feel like her sobriety is, like, completely dependent on how available I am to her. You know, like, she'd ask me to sleep over, and I'd say no for, like, whatever reason, because it was a fucking weekday or something. And I'd feel, like, this weight.
She gestures to her shoulders.
Like, this massive weight on my shoulders, and I'd think, like, what if she relapses, you know?
She wipes out a tear with the edge of her sleeve.
Like, what if she relapses because I'm not there?
A warm golden light pulses over Rue's face as she sleeps in Jules' lap. Jules strokes through her dark hair gently.
But I guess it goes both ways. As, you know.
They sit in the back seat of a car together. Forehead creased, Jules gazes down at Rue as she pets her.
I fell completely in love with her.
The passing streetlights cast long, changing shadows across Jules' face. Jules' father drives in the front seat as sunlight streams inside. He glances at Jules in the passenger seat beside him as the breeze pulls at her long hair. She swivels to peer at her mother, who lies curled in the back seat with her head propped on a folded brown sweater. Rue and Jules twirl. Rue inserts a needle into Jules' thigh. Rue tips her head back dramatically in the golden light. Rue adjusts the syringe. Rue and Jules embrace, their hands circled around each other's waists. They rest their foreheads together and smile. Rue grins and hugs her knees to her chest as Jules takes back the syringe. Jules watches from the window of the car as her mother smokes in an empty parking lot.
I talked to your mom today. She moved out of the Hathaway house. She's been clean for 9 months.
Jules turns to her book.
Don't do that. Please, don't roll your eyes.
It's mom.
Yeah, you can be angry with her, and I understand that, but you can't just dismiss the good.
I'm allowed to be skeptical.
The shadows from an overpass obscure Jules' expression as she stares into the backseat of the car. Her father peers at her as she sits on the kitchen counter and does homework.
She did say she wanted to see you.
Jules' head snaps up quickly to look at him. She smirks to herself.
I knew it. I knew this was not just going to be like some conversation about how well mom is doing. You can tell her no thank you.
His jaw tenses as he glares at her from the table. He picks at his plate of food. Jules peeks at him briefly as she scribbles onto her notebook.
Always afraid to talk to Rue about like shit that was going on with my mom because she'd think that I felt the same way about her that like I do my mom.
Well, don't you?
What?
Jules' brow furrows as her hands fidget.
Don't you feel the same way about Rue as you do your mom?
No.
You just said you were angry at Rue for the imbalance she created in your relationship. So would it be fair to say that you resented that imbalance? That the same person who saw you, who truly saw you, in the same way that your mom did when you were a baby, was also incapable of seeing how her addictions affected you.
Her eyes gleam as she looks away.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it that way before.
She gazes out the window. Jules lies on her pillow and stares ahead.
Mom, stop. I told you, I have a meeting and then I'll be home. Yes, I'm fine. I'm literally fine.
Jules clutches the pillow to her chest closer and curls her body into a tight circle around it.
Love you.
I feel like real life is always such a letdown.
What do you mean?
I don't know, it's just like easier to talk to people online. You can be more open and honest and like vulnerable.
She stares into the distance. A text from ShyGuy118. I really missed you today. Are you really going to NYC for college? Jules texts back. I hope so. She pads across the hardwood floor in a long, loose shirt and socks. Jules, why? You gonna come with me? ShyGuy, would you like that? The door to Jules' room stands slightly ajar. Shadows creep in from the dimly lit hallway. Jules, it would be a dream. She sits cross-legged below her bed, then rises.
Some of the most profound relationships I've ever had have been with people I've never met.
Jules poses on the floor in dark blue lingerie. She arches her back slightly.
I should have known I was setting myself up.
Her phone's camera flashes into the darkness.
Or maybe I did know. Maybe that's like what I'm actually attracted to. Maybe that's like the appeal.
The light illuminates her exposed body in glaring snapshots. Lying on the bed, her hand at her hip.
The light down.
Brows cinched, she glares. Jules sticks her fingers in her mouth.
The fact that like none of it's real.
She looks down and pushes her hair to the side as she takes a photo of her body from below. Her face crumples.
It's all a fantasy.
Still in lingerie, Jules lies on her back in bed beneath a single warm light. She smiles as she texts, "I don't even know what you look like." Shy guy. Well, what do you imagine? A tall, naked man comes out of the bathroom and smiles. He saunters over to her and leans down to grab her in a kiss. She wraps her legs around his waist and lets him flip her so that she's beneath him. He kisses down her chest, then picks her up and walks over to the open window. He lays her body out onto the fire escape. He places a kiss on her stomach and she grins. She puts her arms above her head and observes as he runs his hand slowly down her legs and drags off her lacy black stockings.
I've never even seen his face.
I don't have to. I've gotten to know him, like, really well.
Sure.
I have. Like, better than anyone else. Other than you.
Bruce sits outside her window and hugs her knees to her chest.
Except you could be lying.
Rue, anyone could be lying.
Jules glances up as she applies bandages to her fingers.
Trust me, Rue, it's not in my head. I think you two would actually really get along. I fall in love so easily. I really do. It's like almost embarrassing.
Why do you think that is?
Jules smiles and looks upwards at the ceiling.
Because half of every relationship is in my head.
Jules and Rue spin around and kiss in her apartment. Rue grins and presses their foreheads together. The tall man picks her up off the same bed and hugs her to him as they twirl. Her legs drape around his hips. Rue's eyes open as she lies in bed. She smiles slowly as she focuses on Jules across from her. Glittery makeup smudges around Jules' eyes as she gazes back at Rue.
Well, I'm just happy I met you.
Me too.
Their smiles grow as they stare into each other's eyes. Jules runs in slow motion to the bed.
Wait, Rue, you've been clean for like 2 weeks.
The tall man spins her.
I'm so proud of you.
Rue lies beneath her on the bed. Jules smiles down at her. Eyes wet, Jules' smile wavers in the therapist's office. Her lips tremble.
There were so many times I wanted to kiss her.
Jules lies with her head in Rue's lap while Rue tenderly wipes her sparkling blue eyeshadow off for her. She peeks up at Rue and her hand fists into the soft blue blanket. Rue traces a line down Jules' nose with her finger, then softly taps the tip. Jules' hand rests on her exposed stomach as she inhales softly. Rue lies across from her in the bed and strokes her hand through Jules' blonde hair. Jules gazes at her with a smile. She grins and shakes her head.
But I didn't.
Maybe get a glass of water.
Rue slips out from under Jules, who drops on the bed. Jules tucks Rue's hair behind her ear.
I hate everyone else in the world but you. And when she finally did.
Rue leans up and presses a quick kiss to Jules' lips. Jules gapes.
I'm sorry, I should go.
Crying, Rue hurries to the door.
I froze.
Why do you think that is?
Because I had never kissed a girl before.
Her brow furrows deeply as her gaze shifts away from the therapist.
I'd never even, like, been that close to a girl before.
Jules sits outside her room.
So when it happened, the only thought I had was, like, don't lose her.
Hey, I was just hoping we could talk about what happened earlier, because, like, I know I was really weird and, I didn't, like, mean it that way or anything. I just wanted to talk to you. Please call me back. Bye.
She clicks off her phone and rests her head on her knees. Dappled sunlight glows against her wall.
Why did you think you would lose her?
Because, like, how could it be possible that Rue loved me as much as I loved her?
The translucent line of a tear track shines on her cheek as she blinks.
I think the better question is, why would you think that would be impossible?
An image flashes of Jules as a child in the hospital. She bangs against the locked doors. Blood drips from young Jules's wrist into a pile in the hospital hallway. Jules weeps. Jules rides her bike through the orange grove at night as trees rush past her. Jules's phone lights up outside her closed bedroom door. Shy guy. So when do I finally get to meet you?
I can't tell you how many times we'd just be, like, texting and texting. And the next thing I know, it would be, like, 4 a.m. and I hadn't slept. I didn't want to.
She rests her arms on the cushion behind her.
Like, I'd never tell her this, but I feel like I got to know him better than I knew Rue.
Her forehead creases as she stares into the distance for a long moment.
We used to sext forever. Like, about anything and everything.
A small smile twitches at her lips.
I know it might, like, sound a little weird, but it was, like, genuinely the best sex I've ever had.
She raises her eyebrows and grins.
What made it so fulfilling?
Jules presses her lips together and looks off to the side as she considers. A smile forms.
It was just pure fucking imagination.
The smile slowly fades as her expression changes. Jules arches her hips into the air as the tall man pulls off her underwear. He dips his head down as her legs settle onto his shoulders. Her hands tangle in his short, dark hair. Gold light glows into the dark room and illuminates her face as she gasps.
Oh, damn, I'm thinking about you.
Jules's lips part as she lies in bed staring at her phone. Shy guy, dreaming about you. Another text appears, and all the things I want to do to you. Rain pours outside her slanted bedroom windows and casts a long shadow on the ceiling. Jules, I just locked my bedroom door. Her long hair trails across the tall man's chest as she kisses down his body. She peeks up at him as her hands linger at the edge of his black briefs. She sends a text.
I wish I could see your face.
Her hand shifts down to her underwear.
And all the colors in your eyes.
She slips her hand inside and moves it between her legs. The tall man's hand mimics hers.
Would you blush if I told you I loved you?
She arches against the tall man as he embraces her from behind. Jules lies on the bed as Shy Guy texts her, I'm gonna fuck you until you're soaking wet.
I'm gonna fuck you until you're soaking wet.
They kiss. Jules abruptly slips up and drags the covers over herself. He guides her to the bed. She falls onto her stomach. Jules rests her forehead against the mattress as she moves, her legs parted underneath her. She grins and holds on to the tall man as he picks her up in slow motion. Her hair floats around her as he lays her back on the bed. Jules's mouth gapes open as her hand works between her legs. She stares into the bathroom mirror.
Tyler?
She eyes the photo of her and Rue.
Why are there no photos of us?
The lights in the bedroom click off. Eyes wide, she swivels to stare into the harsh darkness. Jules curls her hands on her neck in the therapist's office.
Because whoever I was talking to didn't exist.
Images flash by rapidly. The sliver of Rue's face as she looks over her shoulder. Jules stands in the bathroom alone, then disappears as Rue closes the door. Arms crossed over her chest, Jules turns.
Tyler?
Her lace-covered hand lies on the carpet.
Jules, it's okay. Come here.
Nate sits in the dark at the edge of the bed. Jules hugs herself.
How could none of it have been real?
Her shoulders shake as she walks slowly out of the bathroom. A tear glimmers in her eye.
That felt so real.
She grins as Tyler moves over her. His necklace falls into her open mouth as he shifts closer.
I wish I never met him.
They kiss. She smiles as he leans back and the necklace slips from her lips.
I'm still in love with Tyler. I don't know when that's gonna change.
The corners of her eyes crinkle as she laughs. Jules's arms drop to her sides as she steps into the dark bedroom. An image of Rue lying on the floor flashes, her dark eyes blank. Jules's chest heaves violently as Nate pulls her against him and kisses her neck. Her gaze falls on a package of white pills in an open drawer. Rue wanders through the darkness into the bathroom. Rue glances at Jules, the hollowed pen poised between her lips. The door closes slowly behind her. A light glares over Jules as she tries to turn. Her face presses into her mattress. Nate lays her stomach down on the floor. A shadow crosses under the bathroom door. Eyes closed, Jules' mouth falls open as she moves alone beneath the covers. She stares at the bathroom door with wide eyes as another shadow passes. Jules reaches out a hand and her mouth gapes open as though in a scream. Sweat shines on her cheeks as she masturbates in bed. Her lace-covered hand trails against the carpet. Her body feels rigid as her eyes squeeze shut. Rue's hand extends towards her. Their hands almost touch. Jules looks away from Rue and gazes up at Nate.
Don't look at my face.
She struggles as he pushes his hand against her face. A large, still shadow collapses against the inside of the bathroom door.
Rue.
Jules stares at the ceiling.
Rue!
Jules grins as she kicks off her shoes and comes into the apartment.
Rue! Guess what? Rue!
She peers around the corner as she leans her portfolio against the bed.
Rue?
She tries the door to the bathroom, but it doesn't open. Her eyes widen as she glances around.
Rue!
Maybe it's because of, like, everything with my mom. But I just had this, like, really bad nightmare about living in New York City with Rue. When I got home, she was in the bathroom.
Rue? Can you please answer me?
Like she had locked it from the inside.
Jules steps back and stares at the door.
Rue, please? Rue, open the door!
Gaze far away, Jules' eyes shine.
And like, by the time I open the door...
Her chin shudders erratically. She opens her mouth to speak, then hesitates and turns to look off to the side.
I can't, like, say it out loud.
Rue! Come on!
Jules shoves her shoulder at the door, then paces as her face pulls into a sob. She grabs desperately at the knob and slams into it.
Fucking sorry!
Jules opens the door to her house. She turns and pauses as she spots her mother on the couch.
Hi, Jules.
Hey.
You look really pretty.
Jules pivots to the stairs.
I wanted to say hi and...
Her father rises and holds out a hand. He pats her on the shoulder and follows Jules up the stairs. Jules stomps into her bedroom. She throws her purse aside and drops onto the edge of the bed. Her father comes inside as she sits hunched.
How could you just, like, fucking ambush me like that? How could you fucking do this to me? Like, why didn't we talk about this?
Because I knew that you wouldn't give her a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason. Like, I can't handle this right now.
I wouldn't have done this if I didn't think you could handle it.
He glances away from her.
What, so like it's for my own good?
Jules, she's been clean. She's doing really well. All she wants as part of her recovery is to make amends.
Wait, what?
She wants to apologize.
Jules's brow furrows as she stares at him.
You have to be fucking kidding me. She wants my forgiveness?
Her mother sits on the couch. Her mother tilts her head toward the staircase as she listens. Jules glares.
Okay, fine. If you really don't care, and this really means nothing to you, then just go downstairs and let her apologize.
Eyes narrowed, her tense shoulders shake as she considers, her eyes flicker up.
Even if it's not real?
He raises his eyebrows and shrugs slightly.
Even if it's not real?
He gazes back at her with a calm expression. Her eyes shift as she stands up. She sweeps past him towards the door. He pauses, then turns slowly to follow after her. Jules slows as she steps down the stairs. She glances over her shoulder, then continues down as her father rounds the corner. She reaches the landing, then looks around the empty living room. Her father peers into the kitchen. He puts a hand to his head and paces away. She stands in place and observes as he walks out the front door. She lingers for a moment to gaze at him, then turns around and climbs up the stairs again.
Jules.
She doesn't look as her father peers at her. He wanders into the kitchen. Jules sits with her knees to her chest.
It was a week later, on Halloween.
Jules adjusts her costume.
How long was she missing for? Jesus Christ. And you found bottles in the room?
She listens behind a wall. She fidgets. A shadow passes at the end of the hall.
How long does the hospital want to keep her?
Still holding his phone, her father steps into the hallway. Jules swivels.
Jules.
That's rude.
Hey, Jules.
He watches her leave. She sobs against a door.
Jules, open up. You gotta come home, Jules.
I can't go back.
You're 17, you know. You cannot live alone. This is not real life, Jules.
I can't go back to East Highland.
Open the door. You're coming home. I'm not leaving here without you.
I don't want it.
Jules, I'm begging.
She pulls at the edges of her sleeves with shaking fingers.
Open the door!
Squeezing her eyes shut, she covers her face with her hands, then slowly turns haltingly around. She hesitates as she opens the door. She slips out into her messy New York bedroom and trudges away. The bed is reflected in the bathroom mirror as the door swings open fully. Polaroids of her and Rue are stuck into the lower corner of the frame, along with a photo of herself posing with seaweed. Rue lies still on the floor below the sink, her body crumpled against the small beige tiles.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this week.
Sorry if that was a lot.
Jules wipes her eyes.
I'm the one person you never have to apologize to.
Jules smiles softly.
Thanks.
I know this is our first session, and I know you didn't want to come, but I'm glad you did. I hope you are too.
Jules nods and rubs her nose with her shirt.
Okay, so just be patient with yourself. And have a wonderful new year.
Jules nods and grins.
Merry Christmas.
I'm Jewish.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be. It's a way better holiday.
Okay.
She rises off the couch. Jules lies on her bed and stares up at the ceiling while rain falls outside. Shadows appear below her door.
Jules? Rue?
She pushes herself up with wide eyes and sits cross-legged. Rue opens the door and steps inside tentatively.
Hi.
Rue stands by the wall and shuts the door. Fidgeting with the edges of her maroon sweatshirt, Rue walks to the center of a crocheted rug.
I was just riding my bike to go meet Ali, and I passed your house. I don't know, it's Christmas time, so I just, your dad let me in.
Yeah, he's really mad at me. Grounded and in therapy, so
Smiling slightly, a muscle in her cheek jumps as she gazes at Rue. She bites her lip.
I really missed you.
She tilts her head to the side as her smile fades. Hair damp, Rue's eyes flicker up to meet hers.
missed you too.
Jules' brow furrows as her chin quivers. She hesitates.
And I'm really sorry about, like, everything that happened at the train station and leaving and stuff. It was really fucking stupid.
God, fuck that. I don't know why I'm crying. I just get really emotional during the holidays. That's all.
It's okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jules.
Eyes bright in the dim light. Jules gapes as Rue rushes out the door. Jules blinks rapidly and her lower lip trembles. Her face pinches and folds into a sob as she falls back onto her pillow and cries. Tears shine on her pale cheeks as the rain pours outside her window. She brings her hands up to cover her face briefly as she weeps. Rain streams across her bedroom window heavily until it blurs her features. Directed by Sam Levinson. Written by Sam Levinson and Hunter Schaefer. Created by Sam Levinson. Credits continue. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictional. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental and unintentional. Copyright 2021, Home Box Office Incorporated, all rights reserved. First publication of this motion picture, sound recording and film, United States of America 2021. Home Box Office Incorporated is the owner of the copyright in this motion picture. This motion picture is protected by the copyright laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, copying, or use of all or part of this motion picture may result in civil liability and/or criminal prosecution in accordance with applicable laws. In text, The Reasonable Bunch, blurred letters intersect, A24, a black and white drawing of a lamb, Little Lamb, slanted letters appear, Dream Crew, ADD Content Agency, HOT, TCDY Productions, a presentation of Home Box Office. Audio description created by Point360, written by Betty Capoe, and narrated by Kathleen Finn.